declare this meeting officially open and welcome you all back from the session. This is our first meeting for this term, and our business today is to adopt the minutes of all the previous meetings we have had. I'm having two apologies for today. One, Honorable Muntisi will be joining us late. He's still on his way to here. And I also have got another apology from Honorable Gunda, who will join this meeting late. And there's another apology from Prince Zulu. And the last one is from Honorable Makubela. He's also not here, as well as Honorable Liz. So those are the apologies that we have received. I don't know if there is any reflection on the apologies. None. We will then move to straight to the adoption of committee meetings. We've got 16 sets of minutes that need to be adopted today. The first one being the minutes of the 5th of March.
Chair, I just wanted to raise one thing that in one of the most important meetings, I think there was a point that was raised that we should desist from convening meetings just to approve minutes only. I'm not sure whether that has made sense to ourselves. I'm not suggesting that this meeting should not continue, but that has been raised in one of our gatherings, that to be a little bit effective, we should not really just convene meetings for approving minutes only, and that's it. Thank you.
No, thanks, Honorable Masile. It does make sense to us, but my understanding was that we should avoid convening meetings. Like if it's one set of minutes, because such meetings will be scheduled and take only 15 minutes and go. But as you are aware, we have not been, all the time we have been chasing reports, adopting reports and submitting reports to the House without adopting the minutes. Hence, we've got 16 sets of minutes now. So we are mindful of that particular decision, and it does make sense. But there's an exception in terms of this one, because it's a lot of minutes which cannot be completed in 15 minutes' time. So going forward, we will adopt minutes after each and every meeting or within a reasonable period of time, as discussed previously. The first set then is the minutes of the fish. I will go page by page so that you raise corrections. I present the minutes to yourself. The meeting briefing by National Press on the Division of Revenue, page 1. It's just the attendance there and the rules of presentation. Page 2.
Chairperson, I went through, I think, half of the minutes, the package we received. There's a lot of grammar mistakes. I think what I'll do, I'll just submit the set back to the secretary. Otherwise, it's going to take us very long.
Okay.
But on page 3.4, questions dash deliberations. I don't think it's, and there's a expert on linguistics, you start a sentence with when. committee asked National Treasury.
Yes.
Capital T. The second paragraph, when National. Delete when National Treasury was asked to. The third paragraph, again delete when, capital T, the committee asked Treasury to. That is page 3. So it goes on until the end. Every time when there's a when, I think it's just delete it
and start with the committee order.
Yeah.
Page, thank you, Honorable Debate. Page 4. Page 5. Page 7. I hope I'm not moving too far. Page 8.
Your question.
And I would guess.
On 7.2.4, it's in the middle of page 8.
Mm-hmm.
The second line, Salga said it appears that some, where it must be added in front of appears. And then have requested for a legal opinion. At the end of the line, just put the A there, a legal opinion. 7.3, the second line. But furthermore, HN, National Treasury, to consider that the nature of the problem might be the poor design. The. That's the end.
Page 9.
Chairperson, at the bottom, the second last paragraph. NSF. What does NSF stand for? I couldn't pick it up. Okay.
Last page.
Did not have close to the NPC
stands for an emblem. To legalize the name of the man. And then there's the last, at the end of that letter of the second state, to rise to a company member, rather than another MP.
Thank you. I think I will allow us to finish all the minutes and then just adopt all of them at once. That is acceptable for us. The second set of minutes is the minutes dated 17th of March. Second page. Third page. Page 4. Page 5. Honorable De Beer.
The second paragraph of page 5. National Treasury said the population figures are not the only thing that National Treasury looks at when distributing fiscal. Isn't there something to be added? Fiscal allocating the funds. Is that the right way to put it? I'm just asking, I'm not the expert in language.
You wanted to read funds.
Okay. When allocating funds.
Okay.
Allocating funds.
Allocating funds. Thank you. We have long past this one,
Marshall.
Are we done? Can I take you back to page 3? The correction under the focus.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last sentence should be reading the program supported the bill.
Yes. Second paragraph on page 3.
At the top. The last paragraph.
The province supported the negotiating mandate. The province supported the bill. Thank you, Honorable Shiva. Page 6.
Four. point four, provinces must monitor municipalities on how they spend their grants, because some spend grants on other things that are not, that it's not meant for. I don't know if R is the right word. Funds. Yeah, it's a word. Let me just go back. Grants that are, all right.
The second paragraph at the bottom, I think it must be written as Merako. The second paragraph from the bottom of this part. There are two places where
Merako is.
Merako. On both places.
Thank you very much. The next set is minutes of the 23rd of March. The one held in Limpopo. Under NPL's presence, the correction is Honorable T.C. Modise. Modise. The second line under summary of proceedings, which has the type of introduction, is the Honorable Chairperson 10 outlined. Page 2, page 3,
Jefferson, page 2,
yes, I'm there.
In the middle under point 3, Mr. Kumalo presented that the 5 key priorities under it underlie or underline? INE.
Underline, yes.
Yes.
Page 3. I think in the middle there, 2001 census data is now very outdated. Come again?
Are you removing the word very as well? Because it doesn't give me anything.
Okay.
You can debate that.
It doesn't. Maybe we should be vague.
Yeah.
Because you see, you've got the census that is happening at particular interval. But then, whether the information is outdated before the actual census, we can say that it is outdated in terms of the time in between.
Mm-hmm.
But to add the word "very," then it may be giving a sense that we have already even passed the next normal census period, but the rest we have not. The only thing is that it is no longer applicable because those figures are no longer reflecting the real situation on the ground that we can base financial or economic decisions on them. So that's why I'm saying is that when we say they are outdated in terms of giving effect on the real, the firm basis of decision making to try. But if you say it's very outdated, we are emphasizing, and that's why I was giving you a problem. we have not gone over the next kilos of sensors. And that was my number, my basis of the comment in the way today, because our biggest piece of the sensor is no longer information that is available to the government.
I've just had a meeting with the South Africa, and I've raised the same concern. Every time you ask for sex records, it could be the fault of the people working in that office or whatever. But it's really very outdated, you know, figures. And they are now aware that there's been a discrepancy for some time. They don't actually, I think, they don't update their info in due time. I'm basing my argument on that. And I had that meeting 3 months ago. Because that was in line with the MDG exercise. But we can scratch the berry for now. But can people just bear in mind we are being really fed with the wrong figures half the time?
Honorable Bloom, thank you.
Now, Chairperson, I don't think that it would make any harm if we leave it there. Let's leave it there.
Thank you, Honourable. I think there's a need, Honourable Mashiro, to emphasize, because as you remember, the same figures of 2001 are still being used as a base to allocate funds to provinces and local government level. And it creates serious problems because the population has grown more than it was 2001. So I would strongly say we need to emphasize that.
And they've accepted that.
It is acceptable. And your latter statement, towards the end, you are also considering that particular fact.
I think maybe I was not clear what I was trying to explain.
No, you were.
I'm saying that the data is outdated in terms of us to be able to make economic decisions on them now.
But
the emphasis, you see, the 2001, that is the census is done in within 10-year periods or whatever, and we have not gone past the next step of actually doing. We have not. I think now we are going for the census. That's coming, the next census. But then my point was that according to census, normal census, that is the only figure that we actually have now. But for practical purposes, with our knowledge, it is outdated. But if you emphasize, then what I was saying is that you are also even indicating that this has actually outlived its period. That's what I was trying to say. But, like Bloom, as you said, it's fine.
Thank you very much. We may move to page 4.
Sorry. My dear comrade, we need to push that South Africa to update their figures. Otherwise, we are not going to be making any impact. And that's exactly what I said to them, because as it is right now, they don't even know the population figures. They don't have. So something has to be done within that component.
Thank you, Honourable Mellon. We are now on page 4. And the Northern Cape, the last word should be the bill, LL. last page 5. Danny, we'll go through the minutes of the 20th of April.
I think on page 4 of the we just have a radical correction.
Which means the one you just had?
Yes.
Yes, which area?
That section 4, northwest and northern case, at the end of the, even the fifth end of the top chart, at the end of the double dot, in terms of what's installed and I think they can just put the information.
The minutes of the 20th of April, and our member present is TE, not TH. Page 2. Page 3. And then page 5. Now move to the minutes of the 21st of April. I think under 5.1, child care coordinators, it should be capital letters in that bracket. CCC.
Yeah.
And then page 3. Then we go to the minutes of the 4th of May. Yeah, okay, we are on page 1 of the minutes of the 4th of May. I think under apologies there again is T-E-Chan, not T-H-A. phase two. And then there's another set of meetings of the same date. I think it was the first one was to appoint the chair, acting chair, as I was in chair now. Correct. The minutes are again of the fourth. There, and the correction there is still TE, not TH, on the first page. Okay, there will page two. Page three. Are you still with us on our machine?
No, the general has to be a thing in the COVID that I have on our machine. This is the second one.
Okay. We're on page three. Amendment done. Should we move on the machine?
No, it's alright.
Okay. The next set of minutes is the one of the 7th of May. I think the challenge here that you need to correct on our machine is that some of the apologies that you send will be always through SMS. But you seem not to have a secretary, if I'm right. Who would submit written apologies on your behalf?
No, I'll correct that.
Okay.
I know
that's going to be that good. Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Page two.
Page
page 3. The 10th of May, and the attendance there under CJDPN will be put R there.
I don't know
where
the
B
I've never met you before.
Apologies, I'll just ask for a recheck. The surname of Laden. I'm not sure whether the second N is supposed to be there. I'm just asking the secretary to check.
Okay.
I don't know the correct spelling, but when I try to pronounce this one, something funny sounds in my good name.
Okay.
The committee asked the police how long the rapper had been
province of Limpopo.
How long the rapper had been ongoing. In one way, if I understand the meaning, that it's really ending.
Not going on. How long is it going on?
Therefore, they must be dealing with the church or something.
Is it ongoing or going on? For how long has it been going on?
Continuing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now ongoing is one way. Page 5. next set of minutes is 28th of May. Page 2. And lastly, page 5. The next set is the minutes of the 1st of June. Page 2, set of June. Next set is the minutes of the 11th of August. Page 3. The next set is the minutes of the 24th of August. Page 2. then page 4, I mean 3. Done. The next set of minutes is the minutes of the 25th of August, 2010. Again, the surname of Mr. De, Honorable De Pierre, should you include Arthur, it seems to be consistent. Same corrections apply to Mr. D.
Yeah.
The same name of Arnold D. Pierre should put
up. We are from the minute of the 25th of August.
Yes.
Yeah, resolution 1, right on page 3, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
The committee resolved that it will compile the report. I think something needs to be done with that something.
It will compile a report for tabling in the House.
Yes, yeah, so it will not compile.
It will compile a report for tabling in the House.
It will remove the deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under presenter there, I think it's Honorable D. Hotule, not Hotule. Let me see, full state. It's Hotule. Honorable Bloom?
Hotule.
Yes. Page 2.
That initial of F.
Okay.
The initial of F, Honorable F. Tom. Anybody with a name starting with an F? Or probably the Eastern Cape that this.
Only, sir.
Okay.
Page 3. The last set of minutes is the minutes of the 14th of September. Again,
I think it's the same thing, Chair, on 6.1 on the minutes you are coming from on the resolution.
DPA, yes. We have taken care of that.
Compile.
Yeah. We have taken care of that on our machine, thank you. And, the last page. Done. Honourable members, I therefore put all these 16 sets of minutes to you for adoption. Honourable Shule?
There is one thing which I just wanted to check, Chair, whether it's correct, in the NCOP, specifically. When you write on the list of the members present, to differentiate in terms of parties, is that correct?
Yes, you remember the type of affirmation was discussed in this meeting. And when we were dealing with some minutes some time ago, and we gave guidelines as to how the minutes should be captured, you'll see it is still referred to ANC Northern Cape. So your province is still there, but it should indicate that from which part, because you've got people from Limpopo, for example, who are from ANC and Cope and all other provinces. It does not only reflect the name of the party, but it also reflects the name of the province you are coming from. Thank you, Honorable Mashile. Honorable Blue?
Let me just ask a clarification on the writing of the report, Chairperson. And I will tell you why I'm asking this question. You see, in most of the report, I'll read to you one paragraph that is saying the committee is saying this.
Mm.
Personally, I don't think that it's proper to write a report in that fashion.
The minute.
Sorry, you have a minute. Yeah. It is not the committee. It's a specific asset. Let me write. The committee asked National Treasurer why expenditure has drastically slowed down in certain provinces. I think it's a member who has asked that question.
Yes.
And not the committee. Because the committee, with a resolution, yes, the committee resolved on that question. But we can't say the committee as a whole asked that question.
So we should, going forward, write minutes as... Okay.
Yeah, we can adopt this minute, but I'm just
okay.
Raising it this way.
So if it's Bloom who asked the question, should then Honorable Bloom ask the question?
It's not necessary to mention the name of the person, but you can say if a member asked this question. And when we come to resolution, then we say the committee.
Honorable Mamela?
What difference does it make if I may enter the book of choice to do? Because that question is raised in the context that the conformity is the same issue. Because we're not here to actually say Honorable Mashile said 1, 2, 3. He's part of the committee. The deliberations are in the name of the committee. Unless you can unpack it first for me to understand. We might be coming from different schools of thought.
Thank you, Honorable Mamela. Just before you come in, Honorable Bloom, if I remember well, when we were dealing with the format of this meeting, I'm not sure if you were there, but members were not particularly happy about going that route because it will continue. It depends how quick are you raising your hand and participating. Sometimes it might reflect as if it was Bloom participating in that whole meeting. So that's why we took it in the context of what Mama just said now, that whoever is participating is participating on behalf of the committee. But where there is a dissenting view, that will be captured to reflect the name of the person dissenting. You can come in on a group.
Yeah, no, you see, Chairperson, I don't think that we can say the committee. We can sing together, but we can't speak together. You see, when we are saying a member raised the question, we are saying a member, not specifically Dennis Bloom or De Beer or Mashile or what. It's not necessary.
So you're suggesting that going forward we raise the committee a member?
Yeah, to raise it. Yeah. And with the resolution, the committee, then we agreed, all of us agreed with that thing.
Okay.
So you had the same time moving, Honor Bloom? Were you also moving the all set of minutes?
I'm moving for the adoption of the minutes.
Seconded by Honorable Pierre. Yes, with all those amendments. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. That brings us to the end of today's session. And we will now allow for... There will only be 5 minutes break and we come back for the Finance Committee meeting.
I wanted to say something, sir. Whether the going through the minutes and correcting whether going through the minutes today and taking them up to the end, it qualifies us to move all of the minutes, even when we are not present on those particular days. Because this minute is that you are not present.
The minutes have been moved and adopted, and honorable members, this meeting stays adjourned.
Corporation.